Blog Talk Radio.
Oh my goodness. I guess my start would be with Verizon. I worked for Verizon Wireless for about 10 years, and I was always reinventing myself on the phones. Like, I had to be a little bit of everybody, and I really liked it. And piqued the interest of a few supervisors and then kind of climbed the ladder a little bit, and I got to become one of the faces for our new hires. And that was just a whole boatload of recording videos and videos to teach other representatives, you know, how to be cordial, how to be about business. And so it went from me just having a voice in a company to actually having a face. And after I started, I liked it. I was like, oh, this is so cool. I get to be, you know, brand new people every day. And I kind of just challenged myself to see how many characters I could create in an 8-hour shift. So I went from Jamaican to California Southern girl to Geechee girl from the Carolinas to New York. And every day I just kept going until I ran out of personas. And then when I was kind of allowed to put all of this, put a face to a lot of these voices, it was just like a floodgate. Like, I just had tons of creativity. You know, I was always open-minded when I looked at other actors, and I just kind of pulled from everybody. I really don't want to be like anybody else. I kind of want to be like the best parts and the worst parts, because sometimes you have to be the villain of a lot of other actors. And that's just how I started. And then after that, it was just kind of falling in the right place at the right time, you know, with meeting directors and kind of having my name go ahead of me in a lot of situations. And people just trusting another person's word or opinion that I could do the job or play the role. And, you know, I met some amazing directors like yourself who kind of heard of me somewhere else and was like, I'm going to give this girl a shot. So a lot of just intuition and imagination and faith and trust really has got me where I am today. So.
Great. Now, you know, and thank you too for saying that. I appreciate it, because I'm going to talk about that as well. But I just want to make sure that everybody know the very like beginning of where you started from until you know coming up. And I also want to share something with you all on here about the life of OG Cougar. And she doesn't even know this, so we're going to keep on talking. But okay, so. When you was recommended to me, somebody said, oh, you got to get Paula. I think that was Miss Demene Johnson. Shout out to her. I believe it was her. She said, oh, you got, shout out to Demene. I believe, she said, oh, you got to get her. I said, well, where is she at, you know? So I went after her, you know? And she definitely did it for me. Hell yeah, I did. She definitely did it for me. But guys, hold on. She did a whole lot of stuff. Now, Paula, you know what I would like to talk about? The first time, and I don't know if this is your first time now, but you did a play, it was so amazing stuff that happened on that play between the time you got there, from the time you got on, and all that good stuff, and that was done with Miss Vanessa. Can you tell us a little bit about that play and how you got, you know, what you nervous or going on when you did do it? Because a lot of plays are different, you know, so I would love to, for these people to hear about that.
So definitely. So my very first stage play was by the amazing Vanessa Stanley. And she was really open-minded. But again, to her, I was a recommendation. You just got to have this girl. She'll do her thing. And so she just called me one day and she was like, hey, I want to say it was Demi Johnson. If y'all don't know her, get to know her. She's an amazing, amazing writer, actress herself, her and her husband, Chris. Amazing couple. You absolutely love them.
I agree.
But she suggested me, and I was talking to Vanessa, gave me a call. We hadn't met yet, and we chatted a little bit, and she said, you know what, I want to give you this role, but I want you to audition. And I was like, sure, I'll audition. I'll come out, and we'll go over it. And, you know, she gave me the details, and she gave me, like, a list of what she wanted me to go over. And this was my first stage play. So I had done a few movies, lots and lots of background acting, but nothing that was live and upfront in person. So that was really new for me. But it was a challenge. It was definitely something I wanted to conquer. I wanted to have that on my resume. I wanted the experience. I craved the knowledge. And I wanted to work on a production that was going to get a lot of attention. And this was definitely the platform that was the best for me. So I absolutely loved it. And so we did the interview. Actually, it wasn't even an interview or an audition. I literally showed up, and you have to kind of wow everybody. Stage plays is all about the emotion. It's all about presence. It's all about feeling real. And you kind of have to get the entire cast on your side. Like, everybody has to like you and love you. in order to nail a role for a stage play. So I was in there literally, like, eyeballing everybody. Like, every sentence I was making eye contact with someone else because I just needed everybody to connect with the character that I wanted to play. And it worked. We became a family that day. I didn't even get to walk out of the door and go home. She was just like, come here, let me talk to you. Here's the script. It's yours. And I was like, what? Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, wow. It's like that, girl. And she was like, yeah. And then she called me and she said, but listen, you have an understudy. So if you slip, she's going to take your role. And I was like, what? Say less. She's not going to get it. So she's not going to have a chance to get it, honey. So she can just watch me because she's not going to get it. And
right.
We practiced for months, and it was just it was like she wrote it specifically for me. So I am forever, forever, forever grateful to Vanessa for that start.
But you know, the thing about that is that I think anybody can write anything for you, and you bring everything to it. So I because I've seen you in many different things. As a matter of fact, there's a we're going to talk about the next play you was in. What's that gentleman's name? He's very popular as well. And you did another, and I seen you on that one. That was amazing, y'all. I believe it was I believe you decorated some of the stuff as well. But
yeah, I was real busy with that production. That was by Dennis King with
yes.
Shout the Kingdom
out to
production.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, shout out to Dennis King. Dennis was my fourth stage play, but he was definitely the most diverse. So with Dennis, it was again a recommendation from another. Actually, I believe this one came from Vanessa. And then the work that he had saw that I'd done with you. So he was like, I need you. This is the role. And I went and, you know, he had an entire round table. And again, auditions. And I'll be very honest. I prefer auditions. I love it when I get referrals, but I love for people to make their choice based on my skill.
Mm-hmm.
Not because I want to work hard for it just like everybody else. Like, I don't want things just given to me. I want to earn it. It feels better. It helps me stay grounded and humbled and work a little bit harder.
Gotcha.
So I went to this interview, and it was a ton of people, y'all. It was like, I think, 6 or 7 ladies that were up for the role that I wanted. And I wanted the lead, honey. I was going for the lead. I hadn't had a lead role, and I wanted the lead so bad. Mm-hmm. And I would have nailed this role. I nailed the role, but the problem was I can't sing. So I am just a double threat and not a triple. So I can act, I can dance a little bit, but I can't sing. So I didn't nail the lead role, but I was absolutely fine with that. I think, and I believe supporting roles are uh-huh. just as pivotal as lead roles. And I became Nicole. Like, later on that day, I think Dennis kept me on hold the longest. I waited 2 weeks, and I was sitting in my house, like, I was biting nails and twisting my hair. Like, I'm calling my friends of friends. It's like, hey, have you heard anything? Did you get any casting emails? Are they talking about me? Did he like me? And he didn't tell anybody anything. Like, his circle was tight. Girl was tight like some gorilla glue on your scalp, honey. He was not giving up anything until that 2 weeks. Called me with everybody on the line. He's like, congratulations, you got the role. And I literally cried, y'all. I was like, what? I got it. And from there, it was another family. So, like, every production, every movie, every cast is new family. And I just love gaining new family. Like, they're not just friends. Like, these are people that I would move for no matter what. So, big shout out to them. But that was Illusions. I worked with Tony Grant. He played in Tyler Perry's Why Did I Get Married?
I love you.
Yeah, and the TV show. He's a temptation now. He's an awesome singer. And he was amazing with giving advice, you know, because stage play, that's his domain. Like, he's nailed it. And being an actor is a lot of work. So working with such a professional person and having them be open and willing to share a lot of the knowledge that he'd gained over the years, you know, to help us apply and help us create roles that were amazing. There's no cost to it. Like, you couldn't buy that mm-hmm. amount of attention and grace when it's time to learn something that's so mm-hmm. important, especially for that role. So Tony Grant, big shout out. If y'all don't follow him on Instagram or TikTok. Again, he's the newest temptation. So he's amazing. He's an asset to anybody he works with. So I loved him, and I love that space play.
I was at the play, y'all, and I mean, like, it. First of all, it was crowded. I don't even think they had seats left. I don't think so. And it was so amazing. Now, when you know, when somebody has done a movie for you, and you see somebody, like I seen Paula up there, I was shocked. Not with just Paula, with some other actresses that was in the movie with us as well. And I got to tell you something. I was, like, amazed. It is weird how you can, you know, someone can do a movie for you or do other things, and then you see them do something different, and you look at them, you be like, oh, my God, this is what I said. They were in my movie. Like, I was like, me and Crystal, Crystal, shout out to you. We was going crazy. And for me, it was because you were in my movie. A good couple of y'all was up there. Yeah, it was in my movie. And I'm like, they're up there with one of Tyler Perry, you know, stars. Oh, my God, you know. And so the dude was next door, and they were sitting next to me. I was telling him they was in my movie, too. Yes, I did. Oh, my gosh. So that was just such a pleasure for me as well. You know, so, man, y'all did your thing. But you said, Paula, that was not your first live. You did more live plays?
Yeah, I've actually been in four total.
Oh, wow.
When My Life Changed was the first. And then we started the When My Life Changed Part 2. We just haven't fully had an actual show for that yet. And then I did a stage play called I Heard Chicago Crying, and that was by a social activist here by the name of Anastasia Ketchin. I love her. If y'all don't follow her, she's Addie Ketchin on social media, and she casted me again. It was word of mouth, and she casted me, and I played a few different characters. That particular stage play was really about activism, the school-to-jail pipeline for Black children, gentrification, generational curses, just a play just about real Black life in the South and just on the East Coast, primarily Chicago. So I played a mom that lost her child due to gun violence, even though my children had absolutely nothing to do with it. But I lost my children, who were literally just going to get ice cream from the ice cream truck, and the police were chasing some gang members, and a shootout happened, and my children were caught in the crossfire.
Oh, wow.
So my character was just about growth after that, and she goes to become a school teacher. And she just has to recreate herself because she lost everything in that one incident when it was just so innocent. It was just give your kids some money and go let them get something sweet. And I played an activist. I played a teacher. I played a grandmother. And I played a student. And having so many roles and telling so many different vantage points of the same story is and has been the by far the most challenging stage play that I've ever done, because I had to channel parts that were upsetting to me, things that I had went through as a child, things that I didn't experience at all, but I had to kind of mimic or copy the mannerisms of somebody who actually did lose a child. And learning to embody that type of pain without letting it affect you mentally was one of the biggest challenges I've ever had to face as an actress, because I needed to be believable. I needed you to feel that I was telling you my personal story. So I had to go a lot deeper, a lot darker than I've ever gone. And coming back out of that, it leaves marks. It leaves traces of real life, because it was somebody's life. Like, somebody did live what I acted out. And after I got done with that, I just opened my eyes and my heart to just a whole lot of things, because some things, you know, are kept from you, or some things we just flat out don't see. And Anastasia brought a lot of that to the light, and she taught me a lot. Like, she helped me understand and how to channel energy that I didn't even know I had, or I didn't even know existed. You know, I always felt like I was a happy-go-lucky person, and having to tap into such a dark, sad part of my life, it it was a lot harder than I imagined. So that was my, technically my third, and then the Illusions was my fourth, and then we're going to be working on an Illusions too. So most of the things that I've done have like a sequel, and I love that because I get to sing again. So, but yeah, but those were the four that I've done, and all of them equally great, equal in knowledge, and I wouldn't trade any of them for anything.
Right. Now, believe this or not, you played a was it a video vixen in Will Love? Shout out to Will Love. I know you because I was there, and yeah, she laughing, guys. And listen, before that, thank you for the people from last night. I recognize your numbers. Thank you for coming on, guys. I appreciate it. And when we get done, if you want to ask a question, you can. I just want to get some stuff out first, okay? Thanks for joining us. That was very nice of you guys. So,
hey, y'all.
Yeah, they're very nice people. Oh my God, we had a great time on there last night. She's amazing, guys, too, as well. Y'all need to look her up. She's going to give you her information and ask to be her friend as well, please. She's wonderful. So, when you had, when Will came to you, because that's like out of your lane. I'm thinking, guys, and I hope I'm right. I normally would not think you would do a video or anything like that. So was that kind of out of your lane, Paula, like a video or something?
Yeah.
I thought so.
That was crazy. Because I remember when we first met, our very first conversation, you flat out said, I told you how old I was, and you flat out said, you're lying, let me see your ID.
I was like,
I promise. And you were like, I don't believe you. Let me see your ID. And I was like, here. And he was like, okay, well, you can't play that part. You have to play a 27-year-old. And I'm like,
yeah.
Miss Sandra, I'm old. And he was like, girl, be quiet.
Don't tell the people because I want them to be shocked. Go ahead.
I won't tell them yet. I'll tell them towards the end. But
the end.
So when Will approached me, he said, I have a question. I was like, yeah, what is it? And he was like, do you want to be in my music video? And I was like, a music video? I'm like, I'm probably a little too old to be a video vixen, honey. Like, you sure you want me? Like, I got some really cute friends. You know, I know them all shapes, sizes, and colors. You just tell me what you want, and I can find you somebody. And he was like, no, I want you. I was like, okay, so you want me to show up to your video, and, you know, I was going to be cute. And, like, my co-stars are literally video vixens. These girls were so gorgeous and so sweet. And I rolled up in there, and I'm like, okay, do I fit in? But he was so sweet, and he was like, can you be a mean girl? And I was like, hell yeah. Excuse my friend. I can be a mean girl. So I did it, and I was like, okay, I like that. That was fun. But it definitely was out of my lane. I would have never expected being in, and I'm going to say it, y'all, in my 40s in a video. So, and then when I walked through the door and I saw you as the choreographer, I was like, okay, I'm comfortable now.
And I actually didn't have to choreograph y'all at all because y'all did so well by yourself. I mean, like, your daughter, okay, here goes another story. Her daughter's beautiful, but I swear to God, guys, she looked like her sister. Oh, my God. You would never, guys, if y'all seen Paula, y'all would never think. She said it just now in her 40s. I don't know what 40, don't say that. Don't go too far with that, Paula, because they got to be shocked when they see you. But, guys, I got to tell you something. Even Yuri, because he does my flyers, y'all, he says she's gorgeous. I said that she's gorgeously married.
All right.
That's your kid. Then your husband has to go home. They said, me talking about, no, I don't put words in my mouth, but I said, I'm going to say it anyway. But he said, she is so gorgeous. She, and in person, she looks even better. Like, I'm so serious. Like, she got a beautiful face. Oh, man, stop it right now, Sandra. She is so gorgeous. But like I said, Paula, when you was there, I honestly thought, when you said that was your daughter, I don't know if I remember meeting her, but I said, oh, you didn't realize, because your daughter's beautiful, but I'm saying, I think I even said, I said, gosh, you look like sisters. I think I said it or mumbled or something, because your daughter's beautiful, but damn, you look like her sister. Oh, my God.
Yeah,
like, you look just like her sister. Then, what, guys, I got to tell you this. She came prepared She had a little black leather pants on. A nice black white shirt. Then she changed. Well, that was a yeah, I think that might have been the same video. We went two different places, but then she changed. Well, I think you was in both videos. Because the first one.
Yeah,
you
I
had
was.
On,
I was in
yeah,
two of it.
The first one, when she walked in, guys, I don't think she knew anybody, and she seen me, and I said, come here, Paula. I took care of my baby. I said, come here, Paula. You remember?
I know.
I said, stay right here. And then when her husband came, I said, don't worry, guys. I took care of her. Don't you worry about it. Because me, neither of her knew who the ladies were. But I was so glad to see her pretty yes. face. And you had the yellow dress on.
Yeah.
The first one. And then he asked you to be in another video that you came down to. And I said,
yeah.
Good Lord. Paula's getting around here. We're doing different things. And you know what? you're going to tell you it's out your comfort zone. I promise you. Because you were looking around like, am I doing this right?
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Well,
it's different because there's no script. You know, you just kind of have to wing it. And I was like, oh, God, I'm going to mess up.
No. You did a damn good job. And when he put the videos out there were beautiful. You did a damn good job. I wasn't shocked to your work because I knew you could have done it. But could take, you know, yourself and put it in as being a vixen, a dance girl on a video, that was, like, out of your lane. And I was like, is she going to pull us off? And you damn sure did twice. So, girl.
But honey, I said the same thing. I was prep-talking myself in the car. I'm like, you can do it. You can do it. You got this. And I walked in, and I was like, I don't know any of these people. And then I turned, and you were like, Paula, and I was like, thank you, Jesus.
Yeah,
somebody I know.
You did a damn good job. I don't know who this is that joined us because I don't know. I can't call out the numbers. But whoever you are, somebody just came on. Thank you so much for joining us. You know what? Y'all people too much. Y'all making me feel so good. Thank you, whoever you are, for joining us. I appreciate you. And if you want to ask a question, we'll later on, we can. You can, okay? Anyone that comes on, you can. So, okay. And I kind of want to move on to something. So, Paula, you did all the videos. Was you in a more, I'm sorry, not the videos. I'm talking about the plays. I'm sorry. Did you do more plays or did you do more movies?
I did more movies than plays. I think I would have had more plays, but it literally, my last one was right at the start of COVID. So everything else kind of went on hold a little bit. With a lot of productions, because stage plays require a lot of, like, in-person contact. So we just couldn't get together. So I haven't done another stage play. I have a couple more that I've received scripts on, and I just got to wait for the ball to get rolling on them. But I'm literally listed for three more stage plays. Yeah, three more.
Wow. They you said you can start next year?
Yeah, then maybe next year. I just have to double check. So I'm just waiting on the writers and the directors to kind of finish their thing and let me have out the script. So hopefully it'll be next year, early next year. I'm hoping everybody doesn't do it at the same time, people.
Oh, but, I know, right? Because you got two with me.
But I'm good at that.
She got two with me, guys. But I walk around a lot of these schedules. She got two with me. One is called Cutter. One is called Pain. Now, those are the two that you're in, right? Oh, no, I think it's Rain on
Cutter.
Me and Cutter, yeah.
Rain on Me and Cutter, yeah.
Yeah, and the thing about it is that in Cutter, it's just leading ladies. Nobody is a star, so you're one of the leading ladies. You know, guys, I'm going to tell you something. Anything I write, Paula would either star in or definitely be one of the leading ladies, just like she was in Life of OG Cougar. However, I don't know if Paula remembered this, but, guys, I was going to write this a story that I wanted her to star in. And I think, you remember that? We talked about that, and I wanted you to star in the story.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, you remember? And I wanted her to star in. I just never wrote it. That's what happened. COVID came and got crazy. And it just kind of left out, you know, and then all kinds of things went on in my life. So, but at some point, I'm going to write it, and I'm going to still have you do it as well. Okay, I do want to talk, guys, before we get to that, something that's very important that I want to talk about, because Mr. Yuri asked me about it, I want to let Paula talk about it, but I want to tell you guys something. She was in my movie called Life of an OG Cool. You guys got to go see that. I sent it to a couple of people last night. They wanted to see it, and one of the girls came back and said, listen, Miss Sandra, she said, she wrote on my book, she said, who's that girl? She said, my sister, you write a good movie. So I'm listening, you know, she goes, well, because she called me, messenger, we were talking. She said, that was a good movie. Okay, so anyway, she said, who is that girl? I said, that it was a lot of women there. Which one are you talking about? She said, the one in the bedroom that was cursing the guy out. And she said, the one that was messing with her best friend, boyfriend. Guys, listen to this. She said, I said, oh, you're talking about Paula. I said, she's going to be on my show tomorrow. And she said, oh, wow. I said, yeah. So as a matter of fact, y'all, it's one of the same girls that's in the movie, too. So Paula's going to meet her. But anyway, she said, Miss Sandra, you wrote that so good. Listen, guys. I said, honey. She said, honey. I said, I didn't write that. She said, you didn't write the movie? I said, yeah, but I didn't write that part. She said, you didn't write it? I said, no. I told Paula what I wanted, and I said, do your thing. And she just went crazy, y'all. She just went crazy. She lost it. She did a damn good job. And that young lady was not the first person that said that to me. I told everybody I did not write that part. I swear, y'all. She did that by herself. Where it came from?
Now, you're making me sound bad. Now, Sandra, it was bigger than that. She, you knew what you wanted in the scene, and you called me, and you was like, listen, you do what you do. And I was like, Sandra, who's my co-star in the scene? And you said, I think it was Jermaine. That's his name, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And you said, it's Jermaine. I was like, well, I've never worked with Jermaine before. I've worked with his brother before, but I've never worked with him.
Right.
And I said, you said, Paul, and you said, have at it. And I was like, now, Sandra, we've talked about the potty mouth gang, and you want me to have at this young man. And we're going to have to talk to each other before this scene, because I'm going to hit below the belt. And you said, me, you, and him went in the back, and you said, Jermaine, Paula, Paula, Jermaine. I was like, listen, please don't take anything that I say personal. So, and I was like, and you're not going to hurt my feelings, so let it rip. Like, if there was a girl in your life that made you mad, picture her face on mine, because we got to make the scene real. And it was so much fun, even though I was so mean, it was so much fun, because it was like when we got a take that we really liked, like, everybody would just bust out laughing. It was just like, Paula, did you really say that? And I was like, it was that too harsh? And you were standing in the back on the step, like, laughing your head off. And the director said, he said, y'all got to stop laughing. And so, like, everybody kind of got control, and we ran the scene again. And the guy recording started laughing. And I was like, y'all can't laugh. We're not going to get through.
That was sick. That was dumb. Oh, somebody's on here from right here, Charleston. Hi, whoever you are, thank you for joining. I appreciate you. So listen,
hey.
Paula, yes, I got to tell you something. That, and then you she improved another part too, guys. If should you ever see it, when she was talking to the young lady, which is somebody she actually worked with, that was Vanessa. The one that she slept with her man on, Paula, you was too much.
Yeah. I was a villain in that movie, but, you know, I loved it. And I told you, when you say have at it, and I was like, I can say bad words. And you say, yep, you can curse. I was like, because I like to curse now, Miss Sandra. Don't tell me I can curse. I can't curse, girl, because I can curse. And so I enjoy playing the villain, because I've had a lot of things where, you know, you can't say bad words. It's more, you know, clean. And so that movie gave me, like, just an opportunity to like, let my wild child out and have a good time. I did play a big villain with a big heart in that movie.
Yeah.
But the best part was knowing a lot of the actors and have working with them before. It made it easy to work with them in that capacity, because I was mean. And so knowing that, you know, we still loved each other after the scenes were over.
Yeah.
And we just sit down and watch the movie and it not be really real personal. It was a plus, you know, because I know I would never actually say that to someone. Like, I don't think I could ever allow myself to get that angry. But if I did, girl, I'd be ready. Thanks to you, I'd be split on it, girl. Chop them right on up to pieces.
Sure, the club scene, you just ripped that part up. And another good thing, Paula, I was laughing at all of y'all with this one. Y'all were saying, We never played a part like that. Every character, we never did this before, but this is good because this is so out of our lane. You know, what you guys normally do. But y'all was fabulous. I had a great time. I get great reviews. There was not one bad review on YouTube. One lady put a comment, guys, and she said, I watched it about 3 times. I'm on number four, I'm sorry. And she said, I'm getting ready to get my popcorn. And it's in the comments. You can go read it. And she said, I'm going to watch it again. This is so good. So I said, wow, I didn't know who she was. But I got to tell you something. That you guys did such an amazing job. And that's why I call y'all back in the next one, in the next ones I'll be having. Because, I mean, listen, without y'all, I don't know what that movie would do. I need other people, no disrespect intended to what I'm saying. I just know that they would add so much to the movies that they're in the mind. So I definitely appreciate you for that and having you in there. And, you know, a lot of the girls, there's a couple of them was a little nervous, and I said, they're good people. Don't worry about it. Because the lady that's going to come on, Paula, for when y'all do your reading for Cutter, I said, one of the ladies, her name is Miss Paula, she navigates it for me. She's fabulous. I said, so don't worry about it, you know. So it's so much greatness about you guys, you know, that I love. I love all of y'all, and y'all doing such amazing things now. I do want to talk about something. Mr. Yuri, I don't see his number on here, but he asked me a question, something I had. We see, you know, because you share it right on Facebook when you do it, and he said, what is that on her? And I said, well, you know what? She doesn't mind talking about it, so I'm going to ask her on, you know, in her interview, and can you detail it so, you know, we can, I mean, people that's on here right now that's never known about it. Paula, when you go to the hospital on Thursdays and you have those, mm-hmm. I believe the needles or whatever in you, can you please go into detail about that? What happened? What's the name of it? You know what it is. Can you talk to us about that, please, again? I know some of it, guys, but I want to hear it all again. And some people are here new. So can you please talk to us about that, if you don't mind?
Sure, I don't. So I have a very rare autoimmune disease. It's called vasculitis. So vasculitis is going to kind of put you in the mode of thinking about lupus, somebody that has lupus. My immune system is completely compromised. So most people have a normal immune system, which is about 100%. Mine is about 20. And my disease causes a lot of issues, mainly joint pain, fatigue. It can damage your kidneys, causes lung disease, heart failure. So it embodies a lot of things that kind of just tear your body apart. For me, it's been the biggest battle with just living with the disease versus letting the disease kind of control my life in a whole. The acronym for my disease is HUGS. So it's like hugs, but with the letter V as in Victor instead of the letter G. I'm going to tell you what it is, but I guarantee you 99% of you are going to be like, what? So it's called hypocomplementemic urticarial vasculitis syndrome. So it means my immune system attacks itself in most autoimmune diseases. But when this attack happens, whatever blood vessels, arteries, muscles, or tissues that my mast cells are activated in, it swells until they break. Now, for my skin, that swelling presents as hives. So my face will swell. I will get hives on just about every part of my body. And the worst part about it is it closes my throat. So I end up having anaphylaxis. I can't breathe. And that's a hospital or ICU stint. And in most cases, it's devastating. In my disease, the average person from diagnosis to death is about 2 years. And I am 7 years in. Mm-hmm. So I've been very fortunate with my medical team, my faith, keeping my energy up, not allowing it to beat me. Now, I've had days where I get knocked completely down, but I promise myself that if God gives me the strength to fall, he'll give me the strength to get back up. Mm-hmm. And I'm so blessed that he has. So one of the main processes for my type of disease is chemotherapy. And I didn't want to do chemotherapy. It started off being pretty vain. I didn't want to be bald. So that was my first thing. I was like, so my hair going to fall out? No, I'm not going to do that. And then, but that vanity led me to look for more alternative solutions to help balance my disease. It is not curable. Vasculitis isn't curable. It's something that once it onsets, I'm going to die from it or from complications from it. And so there's really no change in that. But what I did have the ability to do was the type of care that I wanted when it came to fighting this particular disease. And my option was to get transfusions. So I go 2 to 3 times a month, every other week, and I get my blood pretty much cleaned, kind of like dialysis, but they're just separating my white blood cells, red blood cells, and plasma, and replacing it with a protein that my body does not make anymore as a result of my autoimmune disease. And that takes a lot of time out of my life. That is a 4-hour process. My normal veins don't work like everybody else's, so I have a box that's in my chest. It's an implanted device that kind of puts you in the mind of a contact lens case. So if you think about contact lens case with solution in it, but the solution in it is blood because it's sitting in my chest. It's anchored to my chest plate. So the same tissue that holds your breast is what my port is anchored to. It's completely closed in under the skin. And then it has tubes that run from the top of it. One tube runs into my jugular vein. It's tied into my jugular vein. And the other tube runs across my chest and ties into the right side of my heart. So I get, that's how my so my blood is transfused through those two catheters. And they do. So some of the pictures that you're talking about would be the photos where you see the huge needles sticking out of my chest that are filled with tubes of blood. Yeah. So that's how they pull my blood. That's pretty much the only vein access that I have is through that little box. And they separate it out, and it takes a long, it's 4 hours, and literally it's just laying there getting at least 3,000 milliliters plus of blood removed and kind of cleaned and sent back in. The best part about it is that I'm able to do it with little side effects. Like the side effects that I have are fatigue. My immune system is just a little bit lower until my body kind of regenerates a little bit. And it's pretty painful. It's really sore. It's like getting a really bad massage. And you know, and it can cause like, you know, minor irritations. But for me, they were worth the trade versus what the chemotherapy drugs would have done had I went that route. So I had to choose the lesser of two evils. But all in all, the disease in itself isn't, that's not the hard part. The hard part is getting past what the disease does to you. You know, it's the disfigurement in some cases, the mental, you know, sometimes I have days where it's just, I'm depressed about it. I don't feel like myself. I don't look like myself. And then I have days where I'm totally sick, but I look normal. And I would always run into people saying, oh, I thought you were sick. I would say I am. And they're like, well, you don't look sick. Yeah, well, if I am sick, if I'm sick, then I'm what sick looks like. So I've always challenged myself to look like how my spirit feels. Like my spirit and my soul is always happy. Like they're untouched, they're unbruised. So I do my best to try to look like my insides because I know my body is just temporary. So when that starts to fill me a little bit, I have to soul search and do a little bit of praying to kind of turn myself inside out so I'm not presenting as someone who's bitter and sick and tired, even though there are days that I am. I do my best to just not to do that to myself and not to be that person that's betrayed to others. And I always tell myself in the mirror, if vasculitis takes me out, I'm going kicking and screaming. She's just not going to drag me down the street. She's not going to beat me hands down. Now she's going, I'm going to put up a fight. And so far I have. I've shocked myself with a lot of things, and I'll continue treatments until the person that can figure this disease out presents themselves and changes the course of my life a little bit. But until then, it's just a part of me, and I have to embody it, and I have to learn how to deal with it, and I have to learn how to help other people that may be suffering with disease to understand that you just can't give up. You can't give up on yourself. You have to You have to find strength where you didn't even know it existed.
Wow. I can't tell you how much I appreciate you telling us that story. And if anybody seen the post, the flyer, and you see Paula standing there with that pretty dress and everything on, you, like the lady said, someone said to you, you would never in a million years think that you have that disease, because you just would never, honestly. And mm-hmm. when I, you know, see you, how beautiful you are, but the pain that you go through, along with you holding on the way that you do, I mean, it is, that is just far beyond, you know, for what I see. I got to tell you something. So many people complain about the littlest things and don't know, as beautiful as you are, you're walking around with a disease that, you know, it has no cure, no cure at all, you know. So for anybody that's listening, which I see you guys on here, you know, take that in, please, take it in. And if you hear somebody, you know, talking about, oh, my eyelash fell off, I'm going to die, you know, tell them, I know this young lady that got a disease that's not curable. When your eyelash fell off, cut it out. You know what I'm saying? And I mean that when I say that, because, yeah, people think, I got to tell you, the most silliest things people worry about and don't know that people like you are have that disease, you know? So I love when you come on and you talk about that. Oh, my God, it just touches my heart, because I knew about it, but I didn't know if they knew about it, because you got to get different people on here. And I definitely want them to hear your story, you know, because you're beautiful, you're kind. You know, you none of us are perfect, but you've been nothing but amazing to me from the time I met you all the way to now. Not one thing you've ever in your life done to me, so I just think you're amazing, you know? And I love, thank you for telling your story. I appreciate that so much. Let me ask you something. Paula, if there was one celebrity that's a millionaire, not locals, because, you know, we're not millionaires yet, but if there was a couple celebrities, the ones that are millionaires, who would you like to work with? That would be interesting to hear.
I think my number one would be Taraji. Like, I absolutely adore her, and I love the fact that she had such humble beginnings, and she's such a humble person, and I would love to work with her. Like, I would do anything with her, period. Like, I don't think they could give me a bad role as long as she was in it. Oprah was the second, but I actually did get to work for her and with her as a background actress. And Ava DuVernay, I did. Ava DuVernay and Oprah, they did a movie called Origins. I believe it's coming out this year, late this year, early next year. But I got a chance to work with them, and they were at the top of my list. Like, literally the top, my top four were women. And I got a chance to work with both of them, so they got knocked off my list. And the fourth lady that was on my list, and I got to work with her too, was Tasha Smith. And her energy was just amazing. I worked with her more background work on a TV show called Our Kind of People. And so I met a lot. I met Yaya DaCosta. I met Morris Chestnut, Lance Gross. So we worked really closely with a lot of them. So they took so many actors off my bucket list. So I guess the only other person that I would really, really want to work either for or with would just be Tyler Perry. And I want to work with him because he's branching out a lot. Like, I loved his Madea series, but I just love his loyalty to the people that act for him, you know, that he uses them on other platforms and that they kind of stick together. And that's the type of actor family I would want to be a part of. So,
yes,
Tyler, if you're out there, somebody knows him, hit me up.
Now,
Follow me on IMDb.
Yes. Oh, Paula, I'm trying to tell you, with the way you're going and all these movies and stuff you're doing, somebody got to see you at some point. I'm serious. Somebody got to see you at some point. I kind of thought Taraji, absolutely. Oprah, you absolutely. Those are, you know, oh my God, you can't think of better women. But I honestly, it's two women that I thought you might have said. I thought you might have said Angela Bassett and Regina King.
No, because I don't think I wish to achieve the level of greatness those ladies have. Like,
yes, they do.
They're not just actress queens. They're like actress goddesses. They're like the people that you want to be like them, but you can't. And like Felicia Rashad is up there, Queen Latifah. These are women that I idolize. Like I don't think I would want to meet or work with them because I'd probably be frozen the entire time with my mouth gapped open. Like I would get no work done. I would just like want to breathe their energy. And like, can I just touch you? You know, touch the hem of your garment. Like I don't think I could function normally around them because they are just amazing. Like Angela in herself is just a whole bowl of just yummy, yummy goodness. And I would want to just like do sleepovers with her just so we could talk all night about movies. And like she's I'm telling you, like she's like that friend that knows everything and can do everything, and you just want to call her for every single situation in your life. So I want to work with her, but I'm scared. Like I don't think I would get work done.
Wow.
I'd just sit there and watch her read. And the same thing with the others, like Regina, like you, the work and the passion that they put in is just unparalleled. Like you put them in groups with women like Cicely Tyson. And you know, they're not normal women. They're like super hero goddess women.
In my book, they are. Aww.
Like, I'd probably turn to ice or like a piece of gold or something. Like, I would love to, but it scares me to think that somebody that amazing would even consider working with, you know, this little old country girl. But if I had the chance, honey, I wouldn't turn it down. But I probably would be no good to the cast for the first 2 weeks. I'd be like, huh?
I know, right? You named some beauty. The first person you named, I love Taraji to the core. I mean, and the way you talked about the other ladies is it was so beautiful the way you put those words together. I just love the way you just said that. You know, with me, because I'm so much older, I don't think that. Well, I can't say that because I met a big celebrity, Rakim, and I just took a picture with him and walked off. You know? I mean, because I was 50-something at the time, and, you know, he did my show, and I met him in person, and I said, as a matter of fact, his manager was like, well, where's the person that interviewed him? They came and got me because he wanted to take a picture with me, and I took a picture. I said, okay, thank you, and I left. And we're talking about Rakim. Rakim, okay?
Okay. I would have been stuck. I would have been glued.
So I don't know. It's not me being shy. It's just that I am not a huge starstruck person. And a few people, I might tell you, me and you talk, when you're doing my movies, I'll tell you in private who they are, that if I've seen them, I'll probably fall out of you. I'll have to pick me up. I'm going to tell you that, just you, Paula. Wait till you do my movies. I'm going to tell you who they are. You didn't name it. Well, we named one of them, maybe two of them in there, but I'm going to tell you who it really is when me and you get together and start filming again. Yes, yes, yes.
I'm going to hold you to it. I'm going to hold you to it.
Oh, yeah. I know you is. I know you are. You're going to say, Miss Sandra, come here. Listen, guys.
You got something to tell me?
I know, right? You got something to tell me? But, you know, I want to share something really quick with the people. I'm not going to get into details or anything like that. But I just want to let you guys know that there was a time I was at my lowest point. And I'm not going to say what happened and what we did, but I just want everybody to know this lady right here, Miss Paula, took me and my daughter out of something. So I just wanted you guys to know that, and I will forever be grateful to her for that. So I just wanted to say that. And I'm not going to get into anything because it's nobody's business. But
I to you because you,
yeah,
the both of you
did.
have definitely showed love in exponential ways. And you know, I'll ever love you. You
we
can tell
you.
Me writing a story about dirt, baby, and I'll play a rock. Okay.
Gosh.
So
yeah. We love you too. You're an amazing person, Paul. I love working with you. I love your ethics. I love just a lot of what you do on film. I think that Taraji would be she would be like, whoa, that looked like a little me right there. You know, Taraji's a wonderful person. I think if she seen you, I tell you. But you know something, Paula, God got it written, so we all will find out, won't we?
Yes, we will.
We'll find out. He got it written in your story. It's written in your story. So we'll find out, you know, what's going to happen when you meet Taraji, you know, or whoever, you know, but I'm hoping to be here because that's who you want to meet and work with her. That'd be a beautiful thing. You know, somebody from Charleston doing that, I would be so, oh, my God, for grateful. If I see you there with Taraji, when you get back, I'll be like, what? Paula, what happened? Talk to me. Is she really nice?
I know,
you know,
right?
All that stuff, right? Yeah. So listen, let's get something out of the way. Take your time with it. Give everybody your media takeout, please.
Sure,
tell them what you want.
Oh, my goodness. Let me make sure I got everything straight because I try to keep the same name everywhere. So the most information you'll find on me is on IMDb, and that's just my name, Paula Walton, and you'll see all my past movies, any movies that are coming up, cool pictures, some videos. So it's a great place to visit. And that's imdb.com, and that's just /Paula Walton, and you'll be able to kind of check me out on the actress form and kind of see the things I've done, you know, actor pictures, and how creative I can get with looks. So best place to see my works and where to find a lot of the movies that I'm in. The next is going to be social media. So on Facebook, I'm Paula Walton. I also own a bartending company, so that's the Tipsy Diva. Both pages are linked to me, so both of them full of information. But please remember, I am an actress. So I will have all kinds of stuff, honey. Don't try to figure me out based on my social media because I will turn into 10 people need be. So it is so mainly my social media is entertainment only. So don't get deep on it. So you read some things and be like, who is she? A lot of the stuff that you read is going to be me getting ready for a movie, just kind of getting energy and feels. On Instagram, I am that Paula, so that_Paula. That's mainly pictures, so not a lot of details there. You just kind of see what you see. Pictures are worth 1,000 words, and I have lots of pictures there. On TikTok, I'm also that Paula, so you can go in and you can see my take on some of the funniest videos and some original content too. So Paula Walton pretty much across the board, but that_Paula on Instagram and TikTok. So go follow me, like my pages, and I'll follow you back.
There you go. Guys, I got to tell you something. Her husband is a wonderful man. This man takes care of this woman, to the top. I've seen, you know, on, I guess, TikTok and a lot of the few things that I go on, and I've seen men taking care of their wives and all that good stuff. Your husband's right up there.
Really worked my nerve, girl.
That's okay. I've seen it in person, guys. It's not something that she said to me or I asked anybody about. I witnessed it myself, okay? So I want to shout your husband out because he's an amazing husband. He really is. And your daughter and your whole family, you know. But I just seen them two together and how this man loves this woman, you know. And I know she loves him the same way, but he just takes care of her. It's beautiful. Damn it, I wish I had a relationship like that.
Girl.
Let me tell you, I've never, ever had one. It's so beautiful to watch. So I just want to shout your husband out. He's an amazing person. So, Paula, okay, so my last thing is, the next to last is shout out whoever you like to shout out and take your time. Shout your people out, girl.
Oh, my gracious. I guess I'll start with my mom. She's amazing.
Hi, Mom.
She definitely keeps me grounded. She reminds me that, you know, I'm a part of a bigger picture and that if I want to change the picture, I can. And that, you know, it's never too late as long as you have another opportunity at the gate. So my mom is number one, of course, God and foremost. You know, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And then it's my husband and children. And, you know, I have some family members. You know, I have a couple of cousins that I hold near and dear. I'm a new godmommy, so I'm excited about that. My cousin Samantha, aww, she made me a godmommy, so I'm so excited to meet my new godson. Aww. But she's up there because we have an awesome spiritual connection. And then it is just you know, Sandra, for giving me an opportunity, you know, from just a suggestion to saying, hey, I trust you, you know, be a part of my dreams and my thoughts. And that's a lot to me
because
you know, that's your baby. You know, you created that, you know, and your daughter for having your back that allows you to have, you know, people, actors like me back, you know. and becoming a part of a family, you know, that I value and that I love and that I won't trade. And almost every director, Dennis King, Vanessa Stanley, Demi Johnson, you know, I think she sings my name sometimes more than I do, I think. And but she doesn't have to, you know, she's amazing. She's an actress herself. So to be humbled to the point to where you can say, hey, I know somebody, you know, that would fit this role. I know somebody who you could work with. And that's a blessing to have. And just the people that are in my corner, even the people that what they call haters, the ones that try to figure you out but don't take the time to actually learn, they keep you going too, you know. So it's just all around. I don't feel I have fans just yet. I think I'm going to one day. I think I have some admirers and some
loyal
people.
Well, I
can't
say
people,
something to people, but I'm a big damn fan. I had to cut you up real quick. I'm sorry. I don't know if you were, girl, let me tell you, if I wasn't a fan, I wouldn't be asked you to be in every movie I pretty much got. Girl, this is like the third movie I asked you to be in. I am a huge
listen,
fan. Listen. Renee Brown is too. I got Renee back because she loves some of you. She really do. And they was
laughing
at her.
Boo. Hey, Renee.
Yes. Yeah, well, she's at work, but she loves you. And I got to tell you something. Her friends, when The Life of O.G. Cougar came out, oh, my God, you was hilarious. They loved, you know them kids loved that stuff you were saying? They loved it.
Girl.
Oh, my God, yeah. So she loves some of you. Yes, she do. Actually, guys, when we're going to, because if we put the flyers out, and she don't know some of the people, you know, too much of the people that I put on this week and last week. So she said, Mama, when is Paula coming? I said today, because something had happened. I think I got crashed the first time, and Paula had asked Paula to reschedule. Yeah, but this her. Because she set it all up for me, guys, and she goes, who? Oh, now don't tell me. I know Paula. I never say I know how to do Paula. And then she goes, don't tell me, Mama. I know what to put on here with Miss Paula. I got this. And so she was just really excited you was coming on. But she really loves you, Paula. She really do. And I know you know why. And, you know, I love you. And I thank you so much. And I am a huge-ass fan of yours. Big, big fan.
Now I know you're
miss everything. I love you for coming on, Lani. I love you for loving Paula too. I love 843 coming. You just got on here, bro or lady.
Hey,
ahead,
843, yeah, what's up?
Yeah, they're looking out for you on here today. They sure are. It's beautiful people. Hey, listen, the 843 is going crazy right now. I love y'all. Thank you for, you know, this is a nice thing, man. Yeah, they on here. I don't want to put. If they want to say something, you could. If you don't want to, because I can tell if they want to say anything. But if y'all just want to keep listening, that's fine. But please, if you want to ask a question to anybody, just by all means do it. Okay, so Paula, and you probably got thousands of fans and don't even know it. But okay, so listen, what is it? And you did tell us about, you know, who you are. Work with, but outside of your acting, outside of, you know, you doing plays, outside of your director, also got it was one other thing you have. I know, actually, you kind of decorate, if you ask me. You probably, I don't know, because I've seen you decorate, so I don't know if that's in your equation, but you definitely decorate real nice. And then you have something else going on. You just stayed here. My memory went a little bit here, but it was the bar tending, you know, the bar thing. Okay. Do you have anything else that you want to do, or are you just focusing on all of what I just said?
No, I have a couple of things. Like my husband actually said all the time, I'm a jack of all trades, master to none. So especially when it comes to acting, I love being in front of the camera. Don't get me wrong. I'll be in a camera all day. A camera could live in my face, and I'd be 100% fine with it. But I've gotten accustomed to doing a little bit more. So I'll do some behind-the-scenes production assistance, some, you know, cinematic makeup, set staging, like just staging the scene, staging the scenes themselves, creating the look, the feeling, the who, what, when, where of the scene. I love doing that. I did a lot of the set staging for Illusions for that stage play. And I was really, really grateful for Dennis and his team for allowing me to do that, because I was able to create two very, very diverse areas for two very different women.
Great
and,
job.
So if you saw it because you were there live, so you knew the details from the colors to the contemporary and creating spaces for these two women that were completely different but still embodied everything. And it was all literally from my imagination and, you know, borrowing things from, you know, my friends' houses and, you know, borrowing curtains and, you know, thrifting to put those scenes together to make them nice. But as far as, like, limiting myself to one thing, no. I absolutely love learning new things. I'll use Felicia Rivers. I'm in a few of her movie. Shout out to her. She's amazing.
Oh,
she's a hustler.
Going, definitely. She's doing her thing out here. Oh, yes. Shout
baby,
out to Felicia.
She is a busy, busy, busy woman.
Exactly.
Even with her, she has created environments for me to do the things that I love and to do the things that I'm good at. So I've done a movie for her where I actually played a bartender. But I was actually a real bartender. And when this comes out, a lot of people are going to be real tickled at how well these characters are having a good time. And I'll tell you a secret. Those were real drinks. They were not fake drinks. So I was actually bartending while playing a bartender for a sneaker ball. So I love things like that because it accompanies more than one aspect of what I can do. So, it's just, I don't really limit myself. I think if it's something that I want to try and I have the energy and the time, I'll try it. Like, I won't, you know, I'm an adventure seeker. Like I told you before when we chatted, you know, I went skydiving and, you know, snorkeling and all these other things, you know, just being adventurous, trying to get enough experience under my wings. So when I do get land that leading role, I have lots of experience to pull from. So never limit myself to what I'll try. I'll do a little bit of everything. So, and if I can't, I still give it a good try. I feel it's just everything's a lesson. And I'm just happy to even have the ability or the time to even learn it. So no limits. I'll try at least something. And if I don't try it, I'll at least consider it. But I definitely don't limit myself. I try to do a lot.
That's wonderful. Spreading yourself out like that and just, you know, ready for anything that comes. I think that's a great thing. Listen, the person, I want to shout that person out. The person that allowed me, which is I believe it's your family, that we didn't have a room. Sick, like, what house? Where are we going to go? And I couldn't remember who said it to me, but they said, Miss Sandra, go to Paula. And I was like, go to Paula? And it was like, yeah. And so I came to you and you was like, what you need? And I said, you know, somebody's apartment. She got it. She said, okay. And I just looked at her. I thought she was crazy, y'all. She said, okay. So she came back and she said, come on, y'all, let's go. And I was looking at her like she was, like she lost her mind. And she got someone, I think it's her family, that guy. What's his name? I want to shout him out, Paula.
It was Jason.
Jason, thank you, baby.
Yeah,
I love you. Appreciate you, Jason. He gave us his house to do the.
Yeah.
Practically half of it was in his house, and he was so wonderful.
Yep.
And gosh, thank you so much for that, Paula. And thank you, Jason. You know, 10, 15 times over, if I can, million times over. Thank you so much. When you guys see it, his house, the other half is his house. It was just, oh my God. I just thought about that, and I just want to say thank you to him. I appreciate him so much. Is he still here in Charleston?
He is still here. He is. Oh my goodness. He's a bigger warrior than I am.
Wow.
He recently had heart surgery, and he had open heart surgery on September 22nd. And we've been friends for over 30 years, and I was his medical power of attorney. And you know, I didn't really think a lot about it. You know, I kind of knew that he was going in the hospital, and you know, the disease that I have. It's going to be crazy to say, but I have my family and myself prepared for the day that I don't get to walk back through my door. So I've always been very meticulous about that. So when it comes to dealing with, you know, the health of my friends, I approach it a little differently. I don't approach it the way I approach my own life because that's the only thing that I can control. But he went in for his surgery, and he came out, and he literally had a heart attack after his heart surgery. So they had to rush him back in, and during the second surgery, in 6 hours, he had a stroke. And then he was in a coma for 10 days. And when I tell y'all, I was just like, every part of me was just like praying and asking God just for, you know, give him a chance. If he's going to get, if he's going to miss the gate, wake him up, you know. I want to see him when it's time to go. And it was the longest 15 days of my life. And he literally woke up 2 days before my birthday. So it was just like God saying, you know, I hear you. And and I'm going to do it for you because you asked me. So for me and him, our relationship is stronger than ever because, you know, we had to rely on each other a whole lot through his ordeal. But he's doing a lot better. He's home. He's getting better, thriving, still in the same house.
Is he home? I'm so happy to hear that. But can you tell him I sent my love and I said thank you again? Can you please tell him I said that?
I will.
And,
I will.
Sending my prayers and hoping he has a wonderful recovery, you know? But thank you for sharing that with us. I really appreciate it. So listen, my darling, I'm looking forward to you working with me again and again. And I'm looking forward to seeing all your other greatness that you're going to be doing with everybody else. So many beautiful directors and all that. Shout out to each and every last one of you guys out there, you know. And so I can't wait until we get it started with the movies and stuff. And like you said, I hope it'll fall on you at one time. But you know how I go. I'm real easy and I work around you guys. So, you know, if let's just say it does fall on you, please know that I'm that one that's not, don't like worry about it because you're going to do it. If I got to just catch you when you, you know, have a little bit of time, we'll just, you know, do yours then. So I just want to say right now, please don't worry about Miss Sandra, you know, being trapped or anything like that because that's never going to happen as long as I'm living, you know. So no worries, not on my side.
Yeah.
Then no worries.
Don't worry about it.
You just keep me, and, you know, like you always do, let me know, yay or nay. And that's all I need to know, you know, with you. So please don't worry about it. You know, you always got a place for me all the time. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
but, yeah, you do. So listen, with that being said, is there anything that I may not have asked Pretty Lady that you would like to talk about?
Oh, no, I think we covered just about everything. You know, I know, I have a couple of movies coming up. Most recent is Have You Seen My Man? It's a GT1 film. That's where I told you I play a bartender. And, so you get to see me dressed up, all glammed up and slinging drinks.
Is that going on Tubi?
But,
is that going on Tubi?
I believe it's going to be, but it's not out just yet. I have one movie that is on Tubi by Felicia Rivers. It's called Sinful. That was a lot of fun because I got to play a woman in a mental facility who actually killed her husband because he lied. So that was a lot of fun, kind of tapping into more psychotic role.
Demi was in there, right?
Yep, me and Demi. Yep, me and Demi and Tequila.
Y'all was really acting really retarded.
weren't we crazy?
Yeah, oh my God, like, oh my, you know what, I ain't never seen nobody that crazy as y'all. I said,
I wasn't acting, that was real.
Paula, I gotta tell you, I did see it, and I said, what is wrong? I forgot at times that was you, and that was Miss Demean, and what's her name, the other one that played that you owe me?
Shaquilla,
oh yeah, yep. Shaquilla. Oh my God, they done lost their mind. And I watched that whole thing.
Yeah, we did, girl.
Y'all did an amazing job. Fantastic.
Yeah, we.
Y'all got to go watch
that. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, if y'all want to see some Tubi. That.
Yeah, Tubi. So, yeah, a couple more Tubi things coming up. And then I'm working with another really, really awesome director. Her name is Loretta Warren. And I think it's Loretta Green Warren. But
she's on my show.
She's another one. Yes, she's another one. She's I absolutely love women in general. I love black women. I love black entrepreneurs. I love their drive. I love their ability to get things done. And I love it when they all band together and they employ women like myself. Mm-hmm. And they push for us to be a part of their growth. So I respect each and every one of you for that. Because it's not easy, you know, picking the right people, writing the scripts, getting it done. It's a lot of work that goes into what you guys do. And when you look for an actress and you decide and you pick, it's my responsibility as a person to give you everything, the best of me, and allow everything that you've had in your mind and that you put down on paper to become reality so you can see it on the screen. And like yourself, Loretta gave me an opportunity. So she has her own network. I believe it's the IBL network. It's on the Roku. It's free. Mm-hmm. So I have a short on there that's called Best Friend. That one really hit home because it's real life. It's like a part of my life, not the backstabbing best friend part. But a lot of the anxiety that comes along with being a plus-size woman, a lot of the foggy or gray areas that come along with being a wife, you know, in how you support each other and how you love each other. And even though it was just a short, it hit and it nailed a lot of topics and kind of, you know, bundled them up in one short film. So that's on there. And then a TV series that Loretta is working on. I play a queen pen. You know, I play a drug dealer, and I have a big attitude. I have a bigger-than-life attitude. I want things my way. I'm fighting for a seat that I feel I've earned, a seat that is mine. And this series kind of takes you through the emotions of being a queen in a man's world and being kind of gobbled up in it and kind of falling victim to, you know, this systemic, you know, identity on where a woman stands when it comes to business, you know, in this case, the drug business, but kind of how we have to kind of play second fiddle to someone that's not half as good as we are, but because that's just how society has it. That's just how the world is made. And my character is Cypress, and she's just kind of going through the motions of knowing that she's bigger than life, knowing that she could do a better job, but it's just not a woman's world. So I'm really excited that we're going to finish that up. We have three episodes so far out of that season. And again, it's just a rebranding and learning myself and becoming a little bit more, putting more characters in my repertoire. Like I'm trying to have a little shipper row filled with different characters, you know. So I kind of want to play a little bit of everything. And a lot of the directors and writers right from my area have given me the opportunity. So, you know, if you haven't, you don't know how important it is, y'all, to support local talent so that we can become bigger as a whole. Charleston deserves, you know, more than one superstar, you know, and it's our time. Like we need somebody from Charleston. I like hearing Columbia or South Carolina, but I want to hear a Geechee girl from the Chuck. You know,
and I said
holding
the same
it
thing
down.
I'm voting for Charleston. I'm not sure. I'm hoping that I'm getting the right person. Hold on, Paula, because I do not want to not let this person ask a question. So listen, I'm about to put you on, and if you're not the person, don't say anything. But if you are the person that want to ask that question, please do. I don't know. I think this is the person. Would you like to ask Paula a question?
I sure would. My name is Adrian. Hi, how are you?
I'm good. What's your name? Where are you from, sweetie?
I'm Adrian, and I'm from Somerville. I'm a makeup artist.
Oh my God,
Adrian. Y'all, listen. Y'all see those beats in those movies? It's Adrian, okay?
Really?
Y'all, she shows up, yes, the last couple of movies that I've been in. I did another music video. Me and Adrian met at a casting call for the Righteous Gemstones. And we met and it was just a fluke. She did. Y'all, let me tell you. And then I'll let you ask you a question. But I was running late one day and I had some makeup on, but I didn't have makeup on. And a lot of the makeup artists just couldn't do my skin type. Okay. And Adrian saw me struggling, and she was like, girl, I got you. So we started doing my makeup, y'all, before we went on camera for an HBO TV show. So this isn't like a small show. This is like world-renowned Emmy-nominated TV show, okay?
Nice.
And she does my makeup, and I'm walking around. Everybody's like, well, who did your makeup? And who did your makeup? So I'm literally like a walking billboard of this girl's work the entire time. And when we were done, we did a couple more days, and I had a video shoot, and I put up a message, and I was like, hey, I need a makeup artist. And she was like, now you know I'm a makeup artist. Why would you post that? And I was like, girl, I forgot. And she came out, and she did this music video. It was Ashley C. Baby. I love her. If y'all don't follow her, she's a singer. She's an amazing little songbird. And Adrian came, and she did my makeup, and she stayed for the entire video. And her husband is a lot like mine. Where she goes, he's there. He's like her second
man.
I absolutely love him.
All right now.
And
I love it.
She ended up doing the singer's makeup, too. So I usually don't like to share my artists when I do movies or shows. I'm really stingy with them. But I couldn't tell the main star she couldn't use my makeup artist. So, but that's Adrienne, y'all. And she does, like, major work. She just did Fashion Week, like, y'all don't understand. Like, I want to steal her every time I do something. I'm like, girl. So,
Well, the question is, I really, really enjoyed your, it was a Facebook show. I'm going to say a show because it needs to be a show. With you doing different tastings of certain alcoholic beverages. I mean, like high-end, not regular types of things. Like, Paula is so educated on the history of bartending and what things are and where they come from and the aging process. She's much more than what someone would be calling a bartender. I could not even. She's definitely a gifted person in being able to express herself and to be able to communicate with others so effectively. And I really enjoyed that when she did that show. She did a few. I think I want to say maybe four or five of them, and I would try and catch them. They were just wonderful and entertaining. And I want to know, when are you going to start your own show again? I really would like that. Have you thought about it?
I really haven't, Adrian. I'll be very honest. Because I didn't think that anybody really liked it. Because I was kind of I did it because I love bartending, and I did recently get my certification in mixology. So my new title is Master Mixologist. So I feel you when you say I'm a lot more than a bartender. And I thought about it, but I just didn't think people really liked it. Especially I did the segment for February for Black History Month. So you were right. I did definitely highlight some higher end liquors, black owned businesses. So I made it all about them. And then I even did a segment for women, black women. So it was just, you know,
it was
women,
brilliant.
You know,
it
wine down
brilliant.
Women was, yep. So, I'm glad you like it. And I will revisit it. We'll go over it because I have a lot more things to try, but I'm really glad that you brought it up and that you liked it. And I am going to do it again, and I'm going to have you there as a taste tester when I do my next show. So
it was
because you're going to have to do my makeup anyway. So you might as well.
It really was. It was so brilliant, and nobody has anything like that. It was just so innovative and so creative. You know, it was something new that I'd never seen before, and it was just, it was captivating, and I really appreciated it. But, you know, I'm not a quote-unquote drinker, but I really like to understand when I do have something, a cocktail of some sort, you know, what it is and what flavors I need to look for that match up with that. And Paula is so skilled in that, in addition to her acting, in addition to her designing, you know, she's very, very, very talented. And I'm wondering, when are you going to do another movie too? When is that happening?
Well, movies, I have a couple coming out, thanks to Miss Sandra. So we're working on Cutter. Yep. And then the other was what?
Rain on Me.
Rain? Is it Rain?
Rain on
Rain on Me. So Cutter's a thriller. Rain on Me is more of a, I guess, a drama, you would say, Sandra?
Yes, exactly.
A drama? for Rain on Me. And then I remember we did the bartender one. You were there for the Have You Seen My Man. And then I have a couple. I'll be honest. I have about 7 scripts that are in my inbox that I'm working on. And so it's just about when it's my time to get dressed up. But I'll tell you a secret, even though it's not a secret. You know who, you'll know because you're going to be there. So you're going to be beating my face up a lot by the end of the year and the beginning of next year, honey. So get ready because I have lots and lots of things. And each time I go, I plan on getting bigger. So I know you're a celebrity, you know, makeup artist. So hopefully you can squeeze little old me into that bag of yours.
Absolutely. I don't want to take up too much of someone else's time to be able to ask questions, but I really appreciate you, and I thank God for having the opportunity to have met you on set, and from there it's just blossomed, and I really do appreciate you, and it's just fantastic, and I'm glad that, you know, you're going to continue to do more. I really, really, really am. I'm so happy, and I'm so blessed.
Aww. That is so very nice.
Thank you, Adrian.
That is very nice.
All right, bye-bye.
So is that your only question, Ms. Adrian? Okay, thank you for asking the question. Yes, ma'am. I appreciate that. That's amazing.
Oh, thank you, Ms. Sandra, for
your
platform.
You are fine.
Your platform is great. I appreciate that. I'm a talker, so let me be quiet.
Well, I'm going to say this. I need to interview you. Are you listening to me? I need to interview you. I want you on my
you
show.
Do.
You understand? I'm going to get information from Paul, okay?
Absolutely.
We got to get it rolling, baby. Okay.
Paul, I love you, girl. You have a good one.
Thank you, darling. Listen, I did not know. I knew that you did the bar thing, but listen, honey, where is it going to be? And I'm coming. I got to come.
I will set one up. I think I'll do something really cool for you and Renee, and I'll bring a couple other of my girlfriends in. But I'll share a couple of the videos with you to your page. So it's on Mixology's website. So
that's probably
why a lot of people haven't seen it.
Yeah.
Because it's on my Tipsy Diva page. It's on my work page.
Please.
But she was right. It was something that I kind of dabbled with. I was actually kind of spinning the camera a little bit because, you know, it was a little bit, you know, after COVID, so I didn't really have any camera time.
Gotcha.
So I kind of developed a little segment where I just kind of taste tested some spirits, some alcohols, and mixed them right on camera. So you had an idea of what the taste was like. Like, do you want to spend $80 on a bottle of this? You know, is it worth the hype? Is it not worth it? And it was a lot of fun just kind of tasting things for the first time. And my reactions to these drinks were natural. They were real because some of them were like, woo, and others was like, this tastes like shoe meal.
So do you have anything for non-drinkers for myself, like myself? Do you have anything for non-drinkers?
I do. I have lots of non-alcoholic beverages, from things that are sparkly to sweet to tangy. So, yeah, I have a little bit for everybody. Like, I don't discriminate. I make a lot of my items fresh so that if you have an allergy or you want something specific, I cater a lot to that. Like, as a mixologist, that's my specialty, is introducing my customers to new flavors, you know, taking them out of that, I only drink Crown and Coke, into, you know, drinking a Breeze or a Mule, you know, and kind of just graduating them from what they're used to and introducing them to new flavors in a very, very unique way, without, you know, running out and buying a $70 bottle of liquor because somebody else says it's good and they are just saying it for a profit. You know, I was doing it so that, you know, it's worth it if you want to try this drink. So I'm really glad Adrian asked, because I hadn't thought about it in a while. Like she said, it was in February, so it's been months since I've done a show, but I may just go back and do it and kind of see if I can expand it a little bit.
Oh, please do it. I promise you, me and Renee will be there. I mean, do you have it online, or the person has to come to you?
No, it's actually, I've done most of them. I've done literally in my kitchen, standing at my counter with my bottles.
That's fine.
And then I did a couple of live episodes where I just brought in I did a segment called I think it was Ladies and Liquor or Women and Wine or something. Ooh. And we just kind of got together and I brought all these samples and mixed cocktails and got these ladies' natural reactions to liquors that either I liked or I didn't like. So it was about six ladies, and we just kind of all got together, talked a little bit. I gave them a little bit of background about, you know, how liquor works, why it doesn't work, you know, how to be successful at it, at drinking, because it is, it's just not, it can be very, very sociable, but it's also, if you do it the right way, it's an art form. You know, you can enjoy beverages and not get sick or get drunk. So that was my basis for every show, as how to be a good drinker, you know, still have enough to have a good time, but not to, you know, threaten the life or anybody else's. So
exactly.
A lot of the ladies that participated were just awesome. And like I said, I hadn't thought about it, but I think it is something I'm going to revisit because it is a lot of fun. And I am not a big drinker. I know with people saying, oh, you're a bartender, you're a mixologist, I know you drink. I actually do not, y'all. I do sample taste. Like a good cook, I taste before I serve. If I don't like it, I'm not going to drink it. And even then, my bartending is taking me on different, you know, paths. I'll give a shout out to my friend Kenya Williams, Kenya and Corey Williams. They're opening a lounge, and she and him contacted me about creating the menu for the bar and kind of merging our brands. And the bar and lounge is called City Vibes. It'll be opening soon. And we've just been test running drinks, and so I've been busy, and she's been amazing with kind of letting me do my thing and creating her menu and customizing cocktails that'll be available in her lounge. So I've been doing a lot with my bar and yielding a lot of positive results, knowing that, you know, it's something that I love to do, and it, you know, it can yield, and I can put it on a larger scope, you know. So I do love mixing. So I'll let y'all know that when City Vibes is open, y'all going to have to come see the Tipsy Diva. Let me shake a little something up for you.
Absolutely. But please inbox me those. I'm going to put it on. I'm posting them in my Facebook. I would love to see it, hear it, and put it up there and let other people see it. I knew that about you, but if that beautiful lady that came in and asked you a question, I wouldn't know it was that deep. Wow, that's all I'm going to say. I knew you was doing it, but when she asked you and, you know, said some things about it, I was like, whoa. Now, Paula didn't tell me all this, and I done interviewed you about two or three times. What's going on? You might have, but I've never heard it that deep, that detailed. I was like, whoa, okay, this is fantastic. Wow. So, listen. First and foremost, please don't forget to send, you know, the clips for me, whatever, you know, so I can see, you know, what you're doing. Please, please, please don't forget to send that. And I definitely encourage you to continue to do it and to do it. I think it's wonderful. And as I said, keep pushing. Paula, you are such an inspiration to women. You know, I'm speaking for myself. This isn't my opinion. You are just such an inspiration because all that you go through, you still put things out for everybody to enjoy, whether it's your bars, whether it's your acting, whether it's the video vixens, all of that, and whatever. You put out such great work. So for me, I want to thank you because you're such an amazing person. I've not seen you ever complain about your situation. Somebody has to ask you about it, you know, and sometimes it just touches my heart, you know, to where you stay so strong on that. I tell you something, darling, if it was me, I don't know if I'd be that strong, you know. So you're definitely an inspiration. I think that you're going to put so much more out for us, all of us. And I'm way old. You're old enough to be my daughter. My kids are... probably older than you, you know? Yeah. So thank you. That's what I want to say for that. Thank you so much for being who you are and the way that you, you know, put things out to help us and all that great stuff. And you got more stuff, so let us see it, you know? I want to see that bar thing. I've seen it before, but I don't remember ever actually being at one. So get it up. Let's go. I'm coming. Me and Renee.
Yeah, I will. As soon as she gets it, up and running, I'll make sure a grand opening. Y'all be on the top of the list. So
please, yeah, you want me to definitely come in there, you know, without invitation. Yes, I would. You are always a pleasure to interview. It feels like I'm sitting down talking to you in my living room, girl. Thank you for that. I appreciate it. So, yeah. Is there anything else you want to say before we end the interview?
No, I'm good, unless somebody else on your end has a question.
Anybody else? Because I can tell now, I seen the little hand going up. I said, oh, my gosh, that hand was sitting there for the longest I've ever. I just forgot we was talking, and I see that. I said, wait a minute, that's when somebody want to ask a question. Anybody else? Yeah, I'm giving you a few minutes here. Y'all must be just enjoying. I appreciate you guys. You're fabulous. Thank you. Okay, well, thank you for asking the questions that you did. Thank each and every last one of you from Charleston, South Carolina, because definitely the 843 numbers, they definitely did support you. The other people, I don't know who you are, but thank you. Wait a minute. One of you guys was on here yesterday, so thank you, because I remember you from yesterday. I've seen your number. I remember from yesterday, so thank you for being on here today. Okay, for Miss Paula, my celeb. Okay, listen, Paula, I can't wait to work with you, and I can't wait to see you build. You know, well, you already have it, but continue to build it. And I'm talking about your bar. I can't wait. I don't drink, so I have to get me, you know, a non-drink. You know, I can't drink, but they all look so pretty and everything. That's what I like the best about them, when they look pretty inside. You know, whatever you guys put in there, it looks so gorgeous. Oh my God, y'all be making up the prettiest. What do you call those drinks and stuff like that? So yeah, I hadn't drank this.
Yeah, the cocktails and the garnishes.
Stop talking about it. I'm ready right now. Paula, you just cut that talking out about
Listen,
it. You know?
You'll be the most sober person at the bar, honey. They would never know. There's no alcohol in
here. Renee gets her wine on, too. She gets her wine on, you know. But listen, the lady that, the one that just asked you a question, excuse me, guys, please let me know who she is, Paula. I would love to interview her about her makeup and all the things she's doing as well. So let me know how I can find her, okay?
I will.
Yeah, and inbox, all that stuff you got going on. I want to put it on my page. I want people to see what Paula is doing. Because the great thing about Facebook is that you may get one or two people that hit it, but you got 4,000 or something people that know is sitting there.
Yes.
That's where I see it, you know. Everybody views it, so that's, they don't need to like it, just view it. That's all, if that's what you want to do, you know. But other than that, my love, thank you so very much for coming on again, Paula. Every time I ask you, you come on. Every time I ask you to be on my movies, you come. And I just want to say thank you, you know. I take my hat off to you, my lady. I do. Thank you so much for being who you are. You understand me? Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a beautiful Miss Paula. Okay, you guys take care of yourself. Actually, there's a young lady here named Adrian, right? And she lives here in Charleston, South Carolina, and I interview her as well. And she got some music out, and I told her I would play it on.
I know that you want it. I can't stop and won't stop till you're above me. I can do the most things. Go out, grab a drink and raise a toast to you. I swear it feels like I've been on my toes to you. I'm here, so baby, tell me what you want me to do. So baby, what you waiting for? You're the one I love upon. You're the one I feel upon. Yeah. It feels like a dream. I like it, I love it, I know that you want it, I can't stop and won't.
Giving her a taste. This was a beautiful show. I'm so happy. Fabulous. Oh, my celebrities are so beautiful. I love them all. I love them all, guys. I do. Yes.